You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm going to read for you from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah paints for us a beautiful picture here. On the mountain, the Lord of hosts making a feast for all peoples of the earth. A feast of fat things. He says it twice, and of wine on the lees again said twice. And these are simply two images of things that have been left to ferment or mature or become whole and beautiful before they are used or consumed. And it's a sign of God preparing something for his people that is yet to come. Again, our theme all this week, being prepared for something yet to come. Wine sitting on the lees needs to sit for a while so that an extra process of fermentation can take place, and it can be matured in a way that is more complex and therefore more satisfying. For an animal to be fattened, again, simply just to add flavor and texture to the meat. The second thing I want to pick out here, besides this beautiful feast that is being prepared, is the taking away of a reproach. God says that he is going to take away the reproach of his people from all the earth. In the time of Isaiah, the people of Judah were going backwards and forwards between trying to accommodate foreign powers or standing up against them. At a time when it seemed more propitious to accommodate them, they would perhaps put up idols in the temple. They would perhaps allow the worship of other gods in Jerusalem. And they would suffer a certain kind of national humiliation as people took a religious path to try to bow down or to be subservient to a foreign power. Isaiah says that on this day, that reproach will be taken away from the people of Israel, but also from all the earth, because the Lord has spoken. What reproach is it that is going to be taken away? It's death. It says that he will destroy on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples. I had a difficult experience recently. A friend close in age to me died. It was somewhat sudden, and I wasn't particularly prepared for it. And it's been interesting since. I've had an opportunity to talk about his life to many people, and actually also to witness to the kind of man that he was. And I can say that his death has brought a lot of good. But I'm simply sad. My friend is gone. And when I think of him, I can't help but feel sad. This passage in Isaiah talks about a time when we won't feel like that about death. But even more, it talks about a time when death itself will be destroyed. Death is imagined as a covering, or as a veil. It doesn't allow us here to see things the way that we should. It seems to get in the way. On the other hand, death has sometimes been thought of by certain Christian traditions as a mercy. To have to live forever in sin, never being able to reach the glory that we were created for, could be terrible. To have to undergo eternally the same actions that could never bring a good result would be a certain kind of torture. The Greeks had a story for this of Sisyphus, the founder and king of Corinth. He was notorious as the most cunning man on the earth. Indeed, when the god Hades came to claim him for the kingdom of the dead, Hades had brought along a pair of handcuffs, and Sisyphus expressed such an interest in the handcuffs that Hades was persuaded to demonstrate their use on himself, and Sisyphus escaped. At the end of his life, he was finally brought before the gods, and he was condemned to push a rock up a hill, only to have it fall all the way down every single time. He was condemned to an eternity of seemingly pointless effort and labor. This is not the Christian idea of death. Death, Isaiah says, is a veil or a covering which clothes all peoples, but the passage promises us that it will not do it forever. Isaiah prophesies that this covering will be swallowed up. The God whom Isaiah prophesies about is not one who cheats death like Sisyphus, but the one who swallows it up, the one who brings death itself to an end. This is how we will know him. This is how we will know the one that we have waited for, that he might save us. Jesus, the King of the world, is coming to triumph over sin and death. He's coming to swallow it up. When we see him, we will say, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us." We will know the one of whom Isaiah prophesied when he swallows up death. This is what Christ did for us in his death and resurrection. But until that time, we must wait, and we must deal with the veil or the covering. In what way are you in your life called to deal with that veil or covering? And how can you wait with joy for the God, the Lord that we have waited for? How can you be glad and rejoice in his salvation when you cannot fully yet see it?
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.